So just to finish out this sort of brief tour in terms of sort of pathways, the other one that's kind of filtering out into clinical practice is PI3 kinase. So how does that fit into the puzzle?
Sure. So we know that this B cell receptor that's active in pretty much all B cells, including malignant B cells, is pretty critical to the function of, again, not only normal B cells, but a lot of the malignant B cells. And so targeting this B cell receptor pathway with drugs like PI3 kinase inhibitors, which is a part of the B cell receptor pathway, BTK inhibitors, SYK inhibitors, makes sense if you want to shut down these malignant B cells. And so we've looked at these drugs, again, BTK inhibitors and PI3 kinase inhibitors, in lots of different B cell cancers. Turns out that PI3 kinase inhibitors, or inhibiting the PI3 kinase delta isoform in low-grade lymphomas, is a pretty good approach. If you target, again, this part of the B cell receptor pathway, the PI3 kinase isoform, in low-grade lymphomas with drugs like idelalisib, copanlisib, and others, we're seeing responses of up almost around 60 to 70% in folks with refractory disease. And this drug is fairly specific for an isoform of PI3 kinase that's mainly seen in hematologic cells. And why that's relevant, and there is limited off-target effect with a lot of these drugs, although there is some, but it doesn't affect all organs, definitely not as broad as, for example, traditional chemotherapy.